This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio, live on the Liberty News Radio Network. It is August 28th, year of our Lord 2021, and we are red hot and rolling. And we're supposed to have a special guest, Larry Ray Harden, on the horn, but it is 2 o'clock his time, and he lost the telephone number. So I'll take care of that while we do this here broadcast. Well, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, man. It was a nice week. It was a nice week weather-wise, but we're doing pretty well tonight.
Right, right. Well, it's raining up here in Washington, D.C., but anyways, we also want to welcome little Billy Keebler in the Yarn and Dawson's New York Fire Department and the Solar Sabres. Be safe out there, gentlemen. First order of business, we want to remember those members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Fortunately for this week, we do not have any members that were murdered in the line of duty. However, many, many members of the law enforcement community passed away due to COVID-19. Now, with that being said, a lot of these pictures on Officer Don Memorial page, a lot of these officers are carrying a lot of extra weight. So those out in the field, I know it's very hard to, keep in some sort of shape, eating the wrong food at the wrong time of the day, all day, every day. But do it for your families, do it for your agency. If you're carrying weight, do it for yourself. Get that weight off and get healthy, because all these guys are just carrying extra weight and they're unhealthy and they're not doing a bit of good. But anyways, breaking news: I am currently at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia, which is just off of Route 28, which is about 10-15 minutes from Dulles International Airport. What's so special about the Dulles Expo Center? Well, if you're listening to the political cesspool a couple minutes earlier, after that awesome intro from Led Zeppelin, at the Dulles Expo Center, they have something set up for these refugees. They're flying in from Afghanistan. They're getting supposedly screened or whatever, and they're flying into Dulles International Airport, and they're putting them here. I don't know how long they're going to be here, but they have portable showers, portable toilets, and a whole bunch of members of the 101st Airborne Division. They are here watching these people. They have fencing around here, and they have barriers over the fence so you can't see what's going on. And they have more and more charter buses coming in. It's starting to look like the Port Authority bus terminal on Manhattan Island. They have about 7 trailers for hot showers. 7. I don't know how many of these things can hold, how many individual shower stalls or what have you, but something tells me there's a lot of people coming over here, and we don't know why. We don't know who they are, and there's been a total media blackout. There's been a government blackout, and it just, as a Virginia resident, as an American citizen too, I mean, yeah, they're refugees, and they say, oh, he was a translator, he did this, he did that, but did he do the right reason for the right, did he do the right thing for the right reason, or did the right thing for the wrong reason? I mean, we got enough problems with people coming in with COVID, no job skills, coming in for a handout. So we got these refugees coming in. We don't know who they are. We don't know how long they're going to be here, and we don't know if they're going to be going into mainstream America. And it just bewilders me. And we don't know even how many people are even coming in to this place. And, you know, nobody's saying anything, and they got this place on lockdown. You got your federales wearing their black polo shirts and 5'11 pants and 5'11 boots. By the way, 5'11 is not made in the U.S. It's made somewhere else. And we just don't know what's going on, and nobody wants to say anything. And of course, the dumpster fire media has said absolutely nothing. I'm out here right now at about 15 minutes after the hour, and right now the 10 o'clock news is going on here in D.C., and there's no camera crews anywhere. It's been a relatively slow news week, except for what's going on in Afghanistan, and, you know, nothing's going on. Well, what's your what say you about this situation with this refugee holding area?
Look, I don't have a problem with the United States helping or assisting, you know, in times of crisis like that, like this. However, our people come first. Our people come first. And under this administration, they didn't come first. They did not. They're stuck in Afghanistan, period. Moving on to these holding centers and places in the United States. Now, listen, there are many countries in between Afghanistan, Bananistan, and the United States going either way around the globe. You know, they could have gone to the east and they could have gone to the west, north and south of Afghanistan. There are plenty of countries with plenty of open space, with plenty of airports, with enough room to absorb some of these refugees instead of sending them all here, you know, in the droves that we're getting them. We can handle our share, but I think we're doing way, way, way too much. Now, Mr. Trump stopped this nonsense 4 years ago when we weren't getting paid by other countries for doing what we do for the other countries. All right. We've been in Afghanistan for 20 years. We've turned that country upside down. And had Mr. Trump still been president, it would have been a running, functioning country. But they chose to go a different route. And they picked Creepy Joe or Afghanistan Joe, China Joe. He's got all these titles except United States Joe. And we are running out of we're running out of the facilities. We're running out of money. I think we're already out of money, if you ask me personally. We're running out of ways to help these people in our country per se. You bring in all these people into our country, they got to go somewhere, and they're out of their culture and element. Now we got to teach them something.
Right. And so, as well, with we'll that being said, we're coming our first break. Next coming up, we'll try to get a hold of Larry Ray Harden, and we'll talk about the situation with the 13 GIs that were killed in Afghanistan this week. This is Zenfire Radio, zenfireradio.org. Take it away, boys.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less?
Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is 7-5 Radio. We are live. It is Saturday, August 28th, 2021. We're trying to get a hold of our special guest, Larry Ray Harden, who's over in Rota, Spain. It is 20 minutes after 2 o'clock Sunday morning. He might have had a couple too many Cruz Campos, but we're still trying to get a hold of Larry Ray Harden. But on the show, we will go. Anyways, this week, we lost 13 GIs in Afghanistan at the Kabul airport when some terrorist organization decided to detonate some explosives. And this solely rests on the Biden administration. I'm not going to blame Creepy Joe because he's lucky he knows what his own name is. But, you know, our military leaders, they should have told the president, like, listen, if we want to get these people out, here's how we do it. We can't just pull out and just hope for the best. And it's just absolutely disgusting that these brave men lost their lives because of sheer incompetence. And it's, you know, as somebody that was stationed in Rota, worked with, you know, as a former sailor and former, as a guy who used to work with Marines, is very, very disheartening because we're talking boys. These men are boys, all known to be my sons and Walter's sons. But it's very, very disheartening. And Joe Biden put the flag half mast, and recruiters are going to the homes of these fine individuals to give them bad news. And it didn't have to be this way. Yes, they enlisted. They volunteered to go to these dangerous zones. Yes, they knew they were getting into. But no, it didn't have to end this way. And we totally, totally mucked it up. And unfortunately, if active duty people cannot sue the government for, you know, incompetence, if that was the case, we'd be bankrupt many, many times over. And of course, one brave lieutenant colonel said this publicly. He made a social media post, said that the senior military leaders have obligation to take care of their people and do the right thing, and they didn't do the right thing. So he was subsequently fired, which, you know, is understandable because being a senior military leader or flag officer, you become a politician. Perfect example is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley. Supposedly he bumped head with Trump's all the way through, and then for Joe Biden, he just said, stood back, did nothing, and then said, "Well, we didn't know what happened. We didn't foresee this." You know, which I call Bravo's Sierra. But anyways, don't worry about those thirteen dead GIs, because in the same week, the day of the attack at Kabul airport, the Sergeant Major of the U.S. Army went on Twitter to celebrate Women's Equity Day. I'm not making this up. Go to the website. It's under the YouTube clip of Blind Face Had to Cry Today. You see the post from Twitter. You know, we got people over there, military and civilian. We're trying to get out of there, and they just totally muck it up. But the Sergeant Major of the Army is worried about Women's Equity Day. He wants to make sure that all of his soldiers know about Women's Equity Day, just like the Army celebrate Gay Pride Day. I mean, what happened to training for combat? You know, learning how to shoot, learning how to deploy warheads on foreheads, as I like to say. Well, what say you about this tragedy in Afghanistan?
Well, you know, it's a horror show. Anytime you're at odds with another country that's unstable, and unstable in the way they think, it's always going to be a horror show. And it hasn't ended yet. This mess is going to continue as long as there's Americans unprotected by our government over in Afghanistan. It's going to continue. It's an utter shame. Just like you said, you know, I got a son their age. These soldiers, most of them were in diapers when 9/11 happened 20 years ago. And here they are 20 years later, giving them their lives for it, this constant invasion that we have in the Middle East. Like you said, you know, Mr. Biden is not totally to blame for this. You know, he wasn't the only one that said, you know, this is still never going to overrun Kabul. And in the meantime, they were all over it. You know, they were only hours away from it. And 3 days later, it came down. The evacuation was a mess. They should have started evacuating people a long time ago and making arrangements to have people put someplace. And like I said earlier in the broadcast, get out, people out. You know, you have to move out. You know, that Psaki woman, the mouthpiece of President Biden, keep saying, you know, we're in constant contact with them with texts and emails and, you know, and other forms of contact. Yeah, I'd like to see one where somebody says, well, we're okay here. We'll stay. Because she says, you know, we're getting the Americans out that don't want to be in Afghanistan anymore. Who in the hell wants to be in Afghanistan? Who wants to stay there? You know, so I don't know what the hell she's talking about. So it's a horror show. There's no such thing as assistance right now for our people over in Afghanistan. They're on their own. They're better off running into the desert and becoming nomads, because our government isn't going to go get them. The people in charge, the people that put this puppet in office, have no clue. Like you said, you know, Women's whatever day, she wanted to make sure that every woman in the country knew about it, that it was Women's Day. Kiss my white butt, this woman. She's unbelievable. No mention of anything like that. I don't see them kneeling in the local church for our fallen soldiers, but you know, a year and some months ago, they were kneeling in the church for that monster up there in Minneapolis. The Minneapolis monster, and it's so awful. Fentanyl. It's so right. Awful that these people in charge of Congress and the Speaker, and it's just horrible. There's nothing. you know, they're comparing, they compared January 6th to 9/11, you know, which wasn't a comparison at all. I mean, that was just an insult when they said that. And now we lose 13 more people unnecessarily in a time where we're trying to evacuate. You know, it's just, I can't believe this man is still in office. But then again, right. look on the other side of it. You know, he resigns. You know who we get. You know, we get Vietnam Betty over there, whatever the hell her name is.
Right.
You know, I don't know where the hell is she now. Where is she now? I heard she was last in Japan.
She's back in Washington after she laid flowers in Vietnam for a memorial for John McCain for the anniversary of his death.
I didn't know that. He didn't die in Vietnam. He died over in Arizona. what the hell is she doing in Vietnam for his death?
Well, no,
he didn't die there. He was a member of the Hanoi Hilton for a few years as a prisoner of war. Well, you know, what about all the other vets then that died in Vietnam? Sheesh. You know, if I could say asshole on this radio, that's what I would call her.
Anyways, coming up, we're going to switch gears a little bit. I'm going to see if I can get an interview. We're going to reach out to Larry Ray Hart. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Sci-Fi Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Ida has strengthened into a Category 2 storm, packing maximum sustained winds of 105 miles per hour as it moves through the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters expect Ida to continue to strengthen over the next 12 to 24 hours, turning into an extremely dangerous storm when it makes landfall on the Louisiana coast on Sunday. And President Biden warned that another terror attack is expected soon in Kabul. In a statement Saturday, the president said another attack on Kabul's airport is highly likely in the next 24 to 36 hours, according to new intelligence. The warning coming after an airstrike in retaliation for Thursday's attack that killed 13 U.S. service members. Army Major General Hank Taylor says two high-profile ISIS targets were killed in that strike.
The airstrike occurred in the Nangarhar province of Afghanistan. I can confirm, as more information has come in, that two high-profile ISIS targets were killed and one was wounded.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests. Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A new British study shows that those infected with the Delta variant of the coronavirus are twice as likely to be hospitalized than someone struck by the Alpha variant. The study, published in the Lancet Infectious Diseases Journal, analyzed more than 40,000 infections, with less than 2% of those coming in people who are fully vaccinated. Dr. Stanley Perlman is a professor of microbiology and immunology at the University of Iowa and tells CBS News that while the movement of the Delta variant has been hard to predict, health officials know that vaccinations are the best way to fight it.
I think it's pretty hard to predict. In other countries, the Delta variant, which is the one that's sweeping across the U.S., actually stopped spreading after a period of time for reasons that we don't understand in other countries such as India. So we don't really understand all the dynamics of the virus. But what we do know is that this one is more contagious. And because of that, people have to be just more careful doing all the things that will prevent their getting sick. So people who are vaccinated have a much lower risk of being infected, even of getting severe disease, even if they're infected.
This is USA Radio News.
We'll be right back.
you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. We're still trying to get a hold of Larry Ray Harden. He probably had a few too many cruise combos and was dancing the night away with the senorita, so we'll have him on another night. But anyways, don't worry. We got plenty of ammunition. Wallace, do you know who the Capitol Police officer who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt is?
No, I don't.
Well, anyways, he's a real winner. We support law enforcement, till the day we die, but there's some people who probably should not be in law enforcement. Anyways, his name is Lieutenant Michael Byrd of the U.S. Capitol Police. And I figured out why the media has been absolutely secretive about the identity of this killer of Ashley Babbitt, because Mr. Byrd is a black man. Now, anyways, he was on Lester Holt this week having the special coming out talking about the incident, which is stupid on his part. But you know what? When Darren Wilson shot and killed Michael Brown, his information was all over the world within seconds. But again, you have a white police officer, an armed black guy, and that's international news. But here you have a unarmed white woman and a black police officer that used deadly physical force, and everything's hush hush because of an ongoing investigation. Well, I call Bravo Sierra on that one. But anyways, thing about Lieutenant Michael Byrd is that for some reason he is still a lieutenant. Why is he still a lieutenant? Not because of the Ashley Babbitt shooting, because back in 2019, while using a restroom somewhere on the Capitol grounds, Lieutenant Byrd left his Glock 22 in a bathroom. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was on a job, if you had to take care of business, your weapon was holstered so you can do what you need to do, either with a gun belt, or if you're in plain clothes or not wearing a gun belt, they have holsters that can secure that weapon securely. Trust me, with my carry my weapon off duty, or any of my guns as a civilian, guess what? I have a Blackhawk holster, which, I mean, you can jump up and you can flip upside down, jump up and down, and go skydiving. The gun will not leave the holster. But for whatever reason, this genius decided to draw his weapon or unholster his weapon, take care of his personal needs, and then forgot his weapon. I mean, it's not a pair of car keys you leave, or a wallet you leave on the subway. It is a loaded firearm that's property of the U.S. government. But he was on TV and saying he saved a bunch of lives and this, that, and the other thing. I mean, the guy was very arrogant. Like, he stopped all the crime wave in Chicago, or stopped the insurrection, a real insurrection, not a bunch of yahoos with flags and MAGA hats. Very cocky. And then Lester Hall said, well, were they yelling racial epithets at you? Like, yes, they're making threats. Were they making racial threats at you? Like, oh, yes, they were. I mean, of course, Lester Holt has a little bit more melanin than most of us. And then this guy, he's black. So then, of course, they have to make it racist. So, racist people making death threats to the police. Or anyways, making threats to the police is a crime anyways. Or making threats to anybody for doing physical harm is a crime anyways. It should not be tolerated. But anyways, this guy that shot and killed this unarmed woman, making himself out to be a hero. But, did Dashley Babbitt get what she deserved? Yes, because she was trying to get in the House chambers. But anyways, well, what say you about this fine example of another fine example of the U.S. Capitol Police?
Well, we've done some things in our days as law enforcement, and not the most proud days of my life, but I gotta say this, never left my gun anywhere, that I didn't know where it was, and it was always secure, and safeguarded, as we used to call it. But hey, does he deserve to be, you know, canned because of this incident? Yeah, I think so. I do. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to be, double-sworded here, but yeah, you know, there are times that you need to go and times that you can be promoted and times that you could stay. And this one is, it's time for him to go.
Right.
It's right there in front of you. You don't need no, 375-page investigation to be read out loud, for an outcome. It's black and white, when district attorneys call a slam dunk when they don't have a shred of evidence. This is the opposite. This is the slam dunk that he should go, so.
Right. Because the weapon is sitting in the bathroom by itself, but he was lieutenant at the time of the incident. He's still lieutenant. If he didn't get fired, he should have got, a very long unpaid vacation. He should have lost some rank. But again, that's affirmative action for you. Speaking of which, not to get off on the subject, but there was a situation in a correction academy class. This black female died at training due to an accidental discharge. The website did not have any too many details. She was at a firing range working with live ammunition. In some way, somehow, somebody discharged a firearm and this young lady had perished. I mean, but it was like, oops, our bad. So we'll get somebody else. But anyway, that's the U.S. Capitol Police. I mean, and here's something funny. I actually applied for the U.S. Capitol Police years ago when I was 36 and a half. I was 36 and a half. And I was getting out of the service, and they said they only hire people up to age 37. I said, well, I got all these years with the military service, number one, and I'm still in relatively good shape, and this isn't my thing, but no, federal law says 37. So, but God forbid you go somewhere and it's like, sorry, sir, you're too old to do this job. I said, well, what's wrong with being an 85-year-old fireman? But, the government can do what they want to do, and they do what they want to do. But anyways, moving right along. Next, we have Creepy Joe Biden once again. Joe Biden hosts the WNBA champions this week from Seattle. I don't know what the name of the team is. It's not important because it's a bunch of really rough-looking crowd. As Don Imus like to say, nappy-headed hoes. He had them at the White House because they won a championship and praised their social activism. So, anyways, he's with the team and the staff, and they gave him a shirt with his name on it. Women's Basketball League, they gave a man a shirt with the number 46 on it and his name and the sponsor. AT&T is the sponsor of the team, so AT&T got a lot of free publicity. And they show the trophy, and they're in one of the rooms in the White House. But what does Creepy Joe do? He takes a knee. I am not making this up. He's praising this group for social activism. They're praising him for whatever reason. So during the national anthem, they take a knee. So Joe Biden takes a knee. And it's just really, really embarrassing because he doesn't realize that taking a knee is showing a sign of disrespect to the United States, or he just does not care. And we all know that Trump and the Bushes, Reagan, even Bill Clinton wouldn't take a knee. Nobody takes a knee, but here's Joe Biden with this women's basketball team taking a knee in front of a camera. He's if you go on the website, he's holding a shirt, he's taking a knee. He's just a total embarrassment. And I mean, who's holding this guy's hand? Well, what say you about U.S. president taking a knee in solidarity for this butch-looking group of basketball-playing ladies?
This is a very confused man, really. He is a very confused person. Some people tend to just move into old age gracefully, and some, enter old age and they start to deteriorate. And it's
the natural order of things. If nobody in the world, you know, realizes that, you know, he's deteriorated even before the president, before the election last year, they're seeing it now. So he's a very confused man. I could just picture Pelosi, you know, whispering in his ear, in his earpiece, take a knee, take a knee. That'll show the black chicks that, you know, you're all good with the Black Lives Matter stuff. So that's what I got to say about that. He's a puppet on strings.
Man, but some of them strings must be cut. But anyways, when we come back, we'll wrap it up. Try to talk to some people here at the Dallas Expo Center with the refugees. Stay tuned, everybody.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, this is David in engineering.
This is your wife in suburbia.
Oh, hi, hon. What's up?
How's the robot coming?
Well, it doesn't exactly respond to requests yet, but I'm...
Well, I know how frustrating that can be.
You do?
Uh-huh. I'm still waiting for my romantic lunch date.
Oh, yeah.
David.
Well, I must not have enough memory allocated.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
You know, your son said mama today.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll have to have that sound chip changed to Dada.
Well, you could reprogram it yourself, you know.
I know. Hey, why don't we do it over lunch today?
Oh, you really are brilliant.
Thanks. You want me to bring the robot?
David.
He can order pasta in 11 languages.
Only if he pays for his own lunch.
Okay. Oh, don't forget to bring Chip.
I still wish we hadn't named him that.
Well, why? It beats general default.
Oh.
Family. Isn't it about time?
Do you know that a baby processes information 3 times faster than an adult?
An adult what?
Engineer. Funny, funny.
I'll see you at noon.
I can't wait.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
I thought you said I'm back on live again.
Hey, we are back. I'm live here at the Dallas Expo Center. I was talking to one of the very nice security people. I gave him a business card. I'm going to try to figure out who, what, where, why, and when in a couple of minutes at the top of the hour after the air. Anyways. Okay.
All right. No problem. All right. No problem. But anyways, check us out. Yeah, I think you really enjoy it because I'm me and my partner, former gunslingers ourselves.
Oh, very good.
All right. Be safe, sir.
All right. I'm sorry about that. Anyways, I was told it would be a big no. What
what he did find out was that this operation is run by the U.S. Department of State. Yay. We all know how good they do. And this is a processing area. They come in, they, I guess, process these people, and then they bring them out of state. I don't know where they're going or what they're doing or who's taking care of this. But anyways, that's where look for these people in a neighborhood near you really soon. But anyways, I want to thank the two nice gentlemen from the police department. I'm not going to give the police department's name. But they were very kind, which most law enforcement people are kind. Obviously, look at Mr. Yerkew and myself. But anyways, it's a mess, folks. And we got people right now. There's people walking in, some sort of civilians with backpacks. I don't know who all these people are, but probably next week I'll find out what's going on. But finally, I just want to say that we are not the enemy, because the federal government is going after people like us. Who are people like us? The working class people who go out and earn a living. And also, we're the ones who are out there literally on the front lines. Most of those 13 that were killed this week happen to be middle class, lower middle class type of people. And what I'm talking about are the conservative, Christian, straight, patriotic, and red pill males. And I'm not, can't say just white people anymore, because more and more black people, such as Brandon Tatum, Jess Lee Peterson, Lanell Harris, and many other people are seeing the bull crap and have actually appeared on this network. The government's been coming after us since the Obama administration, you know that. And now the Biden people are coming, still coming after us and letting these people in from Afghanistan, Mexico, God only knows where else. And again, they're moving them out, people. I seriously doubt they're moving them to the Upper West Side of Manhattan, Northwest D.C. They're moving them in your neighborhood. And guess what? We're paying for it. But the government media like to point out the Dylan Roof, Charlottesville, January 6th is proof. Well, we had 13 people killed today, and, you know, they could give a rat's ass. Well, Roof was lone wolf. Charlottesville, they're set up by the governor, Terry McAuliffe, who's running for office again. And these people in Charlottesville, whether you agree with them or not, they're simply defending themselves, looking for a way out. There's because a lot more anti-protesters than the original protesters. So now we get to COVID-19. Now the feds are telling us, if you question COVID-19 or you say it's bullcrap, or question Sleepy Creepy Joe's 80 million votes, then you are a threat. I'm not making this up, people. Google it. If you say that Biden stole the election, you are a threat. But anyways, the military is looking to purge anyone who doesn't toe the line. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, said that he was interested in studying white rage. White people aren't going to be angry because you're treating them like garbage. He should have studied the situation in Afghanistan this week, jerk. And the dumpster fire media continues to portray all white men as either cucks, idiots, or the bad guys in movies and television. I mean, just look at Law and Order. The suspect is always a white male. The boss or the judge is a minority female. Meanwhile, our education system pushing this critical race theory, which is some garbage. They're pushing homosexuality, which is something that does not need to be taught. Anyways, gone is home economics. We need home economics in the worst way. We have college graduates who can't balance a checkbook or simply cook a meal. Anyways, we are not the enemy. We are the GIs and all the special operations group doing God knows what, God knows where. We are also the cops, the firemen, the doctors, the nurse, the teacher, the business owner, the truck driver, the carpenter, plumber, welder, mason, mechanic, banker, and computer engineer. We have families to go to. We have churches to go to. We donate to charity and we pay taxes. Who pays for all this stuff here at the Dallas Expo Center? You and me. We are seen as a threat because we educate ourselves and raise the Bravo Sierra flag as much as we can. And our government wants compliance. And we are patriots. We will not comply. Well, what say you?
Man, I just I just want, you know, we got a few minutes left in the show. You know, no matter what, how I feel about it or you feel about it or the American public feels about it, we lost 13 souls for reasons that should never have been made available to let this happen. I like what I saw on Facebook and Twitter the past few days where different types of businesses, bars, restaurants, candle shops, you know, what have you, they had 13 of something at a table to represent the 13 souls that aren't going to return home. There was 13 candles, 13 beers, 13 Coca-Colas, 13 ice cream sundaes. You know, that's America for you. Those are the Americans that, you know, have heart and still love the flag and still love this country, and not the people that are running it. We don't have to love the people that are running it. You know, nobody. I wasn't in love with Donald Trump, but he was the best man for the job, and I think he did a great job. You know, if these 81 million people that voted for Biden, and I said earlier today, well, half of them were dead. So, you know, that's the way, you know, that's the way the ball rolled. You know, they should, you know, live, but choke on their soup a little bit, you know, the next few days, because those are the gurgling sounds that these soldiers made when they were dying. And a lot of people don't seem to take that into consideration, at least the hoity-toities, I'm going to say. And I haven't said that word, I don't think, ever. I've heard it, but I've never said it. Those are the type of people that wanted Biden in this White House, and they thought he would do a good job if he was ever put into a position like this, you know. And I'm wondering where the retaliation is, you know. Take the forefront, you know, send some jets over there and start dropping bombs, you know, where the Taliban is active. And this is the White House, this is the CIA, this is, you know, we should have this information where they are. They just start dropping bombs. But Creepy Joe isn't going to do that, because, you know, they got the Taliban has their hands in his pocket, and they're squeezing his nuts for all it's worth, and he doesn't know what to do. Well, he needs to go back into the basement. Kamala Chameleon needs to go back out to California and let real people run this war. Because I don't think, you know, some bimbo from South Central who grew up in Canada can make a decision on when to send planes and bombs and when to retaliate. And this guy that's been in the freaking Senate in politics for 57 freaking years, he don't know either. He don't know either.
Right, exactly. Also, you know, you're not going to see Joe Biden at Dover Air Base in the middle of the night with those flag-draped caskets coming off the plane. One of the most touching moments of Donald Trump in his entire presidency was when Mike Pence were in formation with the military members, in formation, standing there, saluting the caskets coming down. They actually got a formation. They did a right flank and marched a couple steps, and they were marching. They were pretty good, even as civilians, and just stood there. No fanfare, no nothing. It's like middle of the night. And, you know, you're not going to see Joe Biden do that, because he's taking a nap in the middle of the day after he takes his Geritol. I mean, we are doomed, people. And that's why we keep telling you, get involved, do something, run for office, recall your politicians. And next week, we're going to endorse a candidate for governor in California. I mean, California is recalling the most liberal governor they've ever seen. We're talking California, people. Get involved. Do something. Turn off that gosh darn TV. Forget about your football team, all right, or your baseball team. I know you like the Yankees. I used to follow hockey, but I mean, you're not all into it. You don't have a man cave of all Yankee paraphernalia, and you don't have the casket of Lou Gehrig in your house. But anyways, get involved, do something. But anyways, despite no Larry Ray Harden, it's still one hell of a show. This is Peter Scoop standing for Walter Yerkew, telling everybody, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. Stay safe, everybody.
Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.
Abby Johnson.